live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. As always, we have a really interesting show for you today. We're going to talk about everything from the old Wild West and horses to consumer warnings to great music with a local musician. So a real wide range of guests today. We'll be starting out with Lieve Nielsen and Darren Gray. They are on behalf of the Long Riders. That annual event is coming up. Of course, it's also associated with the Prescott Regulators and Shady Ladies and the Long Trail. So we'll be talking about that with them in just a moment. Our middle segment will be with Drew Hall, the guitar trainer and local musician who plays with Don Cheek's Cheek Tones and several other bands and has taught a lot of guitarists around this area. Then after the news break with Link, we are with Nick. We will hear from Marilyn Barnett from the Yavapai Better Business Bureau. Marilyn's got some great consumer warnings and business updates for us today. Now, you heard me yesterday on the show talking about the Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14. Last night's show was the Tom Cruise, Renee Zellweger film, Jerry Maguire. And I wonder how many people who saw that movie knew it was based on fact. There's an Orange County agent who represented many baseball players. His name is Lee Steinberg. That's essentially who Jerry Maguire was. And the character portrayed by comic Jay Moore in that movie was the actual, or based on, the actual agent who left Lee Steinberg's firm and, like Jay Moore's character, took a lot of his clients with him. Show me the money indeed. So, sometimes art and life really do coexist. Stay tuned. We've got coming up Lieve Nielsen and Darren Gray just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's baseball season, and you know what that means. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. Hi, this is Jeremy Rushton of Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to make sure your air conditioning system is ready to go into extra innings this summer. And with $1,500 off qualified AC units with installation or 0% financing, you will be hitting a grand slam and staying cool all summer long. Low credit or no credit? Don't strike out. We offer no credit check financing as well. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call today at 776-7025 or online at ypeinc.com.
Let's face it, Martha McSally is pretending. McSally is a liberal who supports big spending, special interests, and amnesty for illegal immigrants. Leading conservative groups give her voting record an F and rate her one of the most liberal Republicans in Congress. Listen to what Martha said about President Trump's plan to secure our borders when she campaigned against him.
I condemned what he said. This is against everything that we believe in.
Never Trumper Martha refused to endorse President Trump, even leaving open the possibility of voting for Hillary Clinton. But now, Martha and her establishment allies are trying to trick us, spending millions to paint liberal Martha as a conservative. They even scrubbed McSally's website, removing statements supporting amnesty and Obama's immigration policies. Don't fall for Martha and her Washington tricks. Please support Dr. Kelly Ward, the only Senate candidate who supports President Trump's conservative agenda and can win.
Kelly Pack is responsible for the content of the ad, not affiliated with any candidate or candidates committee. KellyPack.us.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207. Always good to have friends in the studio. It's time for the Long Riders. And we have Lee Nielsen from Hensley Beverage and Darren Gray from ABC Restorations. Tell us how long you guys have been involved with the Long Riders. We'll start with Lee.
Well, we've been, actually started this in 2015 when we were asked to do a ride from Del Rio Springs Ranch all the way downtown to help with the sesquicentennial celebration for the city of Prescott, the 150-year sesquicentennial. Try saying that real fast.
Yeah, indeed. You have to be careful on the radio.
And then we got it extended with the Prescott Regulars and your Shady Ladies, and we started a 10-mile ride from the trailhead of... what is it?
The Peavine Trail.
The Peavine Trail. I always want to confuse that with something else, okay?
Sure.
So, at any rate, we continue that with the Prescott Regulators and the Shady Ladies to help with the National Day of the Cowboy and parade in with, well, we're trying to shoot for quite a few horses this year. Looking like we're coming up to about 80 riders, Darren, is that right?
I think we're probably closer to 90.
Wow, really? Darren, you've been involved with the Long Riders for how long?
I came on in 2016 when we started the 10 mile.
Are both of you horse people?
We
yes.
are.
Yes.
Do you own your own horses?
Yes.
I've never done that. So tell me, how can someone bring their own horse or register their own horse for this?
So that's the only way it happens. You do have to own your own horse. We don't provide any for you.
Okay.
So yeah, you just register, you sign up, pay your fees, and kind of join on. It starts pretty early in the morning. We'll get started about 6:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Kind of start all the registration, getting everybody ready to go. It takes quite a bit to get 90 riders cruising down a trail at the same time.
And to coordinate everything and keep everything smooth, because that's a pretty good sized trail, isn't it?
Correct.
And let me ask you this. Given the length of a trail and everything, do you have the path there? Do you have the route?
So it's the same trail we've taken now, like she said, since 2016 when they started, but this now being the fourth year, it's the exact same run that we've made. The trail accommodates about 2 horses wide, so 90 horses, you can kind of guess how long that gets when there's only two next to each other. And it's a shared trail, so there's walkers, there's bikers, and a lot going on in the day.
So what kind of cost is involved for people taking part in this?
Well, it's $50 for a registration, and with that registration, you get a beautiful long sleeve button-down cowboy shirt with all our sponsors on it. We have now, this year, we're actually providing a breakfast burrito in the morning. Then we will have a lunch stop with sandwiches, sort of a brown bag lunch with even a cookie in it from Grandma's Bakery. And then at the end of the ride, we have a dinner served down at where the Prescott Regulators shootout is, down at the Mile High Track.
Mm-hmm. And describe the shootout for those who've never been there.
Well, that's kind of a bunch of guys that just simulate the rowdiness of the Long Riders or the people that came into town and shoot them up, bang them up, 1800 style. Yeah. But how would you call it?
It's a wild.
Showdown, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But
and make sure you say hello to our friend Neil Thomas next time you see him, because he's been involved with that as far back as I can remember. Mm-hmm. So now with the annual shootout on Whiskey Road, National Day of the Cowboy, the Long Riders, take me back to when you were kids. Were you idols of the old TV and movie cowboys and all the shows that used to be on, westerns, things like this?
Oh, absolutely. I've been passionate for horses ever since I was a little kid.
Lee, you must have seen a little bubble above my head, because when it comes to girls, it's always horses, and boys, it's always trains, right?
something just like that. I didn't even start riding a horse until about, right about the time this started, years ago.
Yeah. What got you involved with riding horses? Just you saw everybody else having a good time. You thought, I should do this?
My wife made me.
And aren't you glad she did?
It's a good time.
She's a great lady.
So, Leif, tell me about your early days learning how to ride horses.
You know, I just had a super passion for it, and I used to go, actually, New York, where I was born and raised somewhat here or in the States, and also in Norway, and rode horses in Norway as well. I just think they're beautiful. They're very graceful. They've just been a love for me, and when, I've had my horse now for a little over about 10 or 11 years now, and that I bought my very first horse, mm-hmm. and now I'm up to 6, so
wow.
If that tells you how.
Yeah, and there is a bond that formed, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I understand, too, that our military and their families will benefit from this?
Correct. The sponsorship money that the Prescott Regulators and Shady Ladies does, they have a scholarship fund for Yavapai veterans and military and their families. And I believe they do anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000 in their scholarship fund a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great, great, great cause.
Now, in addition to the monies raised by this, there are costs involved, and plus you have the scholarship fund. So why don't we mention the sponsors who make this possible?
So we've got a bunch of great sponsors. At the top is Hensley Beverage Company of Budweiser. Mm-hmm. They really do a ton, and it takes them about all year long to get this going. Matt's Saloon on Whiskey Row, Pepe's Painting, another real big sponsor. Not only is he a big sponsor, but he'll himself have 27 riders in the ride.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and they're the dancing Spanish dancing horses, too. So we get entertained the whole ride, which is great.
Right. We've got ABC Restorations, Forestville's Resort, Prescott Animal Hospital and Equine Center, Grandma's Bakery, Chino Ship and Copy, Western Legends Photography, Lamb Chevrolet, El Charo Mexican Restaurant in Chino Valley and Prescott, Rethink Marketing, Prescott YMCA, the Paulden Pink Store, Blind Dog Apparel and Graphic Design, Barbudo's Cantina, and Lucy's Barn Grill in Chino Valley.
And, Leif, I have to ask you, on behalf of Hensley Beverage,
mm-hmm.
I was in Seattle about 2 months ago, and I went into an Albertsons, opened a cooler, and here is Budweiser Reserve Copper Lager, aged in Jim Beam barrels. Is that going to be available soon in this area, do you think?
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I found out later that Seattle was a test market for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, I'm from St. Louis, where Anheuser-Busch's brewery was like 6 blocks from where I worked. So I thought I knew everything there was to know about Anheuser-Busch, which, by the way, just last week, 10 years under InBev. That was the anniversary just last week. But tell me, we're going to do a shameless tout here. Tell us some of the brands that Hensley distributes in this area.
Well, we have about 600 different SKUs. I'm not sure if I can remember all of them. We do craft brands, Odell's. We do Deschutes Brewing. You're really putting me on the spot here.
Sure.
Okay, DJ. Whiskeys, vodkas, and spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot out there. We have, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I think we have about, I'm going to say 70-75% of the market share.
Very nice. And Darren, tell us about ABC Restorations.
ABC Restorations, they're a great company. They're out in Chino Valley. They primarily take care of water damage, fire damage, stuff like that. Kind of put your house back together for you. It's locally owned by Rod and Shannon, Rod Stevens, Shannon Zybig. A couple of great people and a great place to work.
Very good. And tell us about the Poker Run prizes with the Long Riders.
Oh, my. We started this last year. Fun for us within the ride, but how much fun it was. We actually have oh, goodness, we've got eight different prizes now, different places you can get. The first prize is a 50-50 cash, which we're really hoping. What did you estimate it might be at, Darren?
Well, so this year we've got about 90 riders. You can buy one ticket for $10 or two tickets for $20. Typically, everybody buys the two. So there's a real good chance we're going to get to, you know, a total of $1,200, which makes a 50-50 about $600. So pretty well worth it there.
Oh, I'm buying a $20 round. Yeah, you betcha.
You guys have a web page where people can learn more about what's going on with this?
Yeah, we do, actually. You can go to prsllongriders.com, and in there you'll have some previous pictures and about the poker run and just the times. There's actually a link to all the registration forms. We'll take them up to the day of. However, we cannot guarantee you maybe a shirt. That might have to come afterwards. It's that takes a little bit of time to get those. Sure. We can't get them overnight.
And once again, going back to the National Day of the Cowboy, I'm sure Darren and Lee will recall the old TV westerns like Maverick, Sugarfoot, Cheyenne, The Big Valley, Gunsmoke, you name them.
They used to...
But the thing is, I went to Warner Brothers Studios last year, and we visited the sets where they had, where they filmed all those shows back in the 50s and 60s. And the funny thing was that that was pretty much the same outfit doing all of those ABC Westerns, because in those days, every network had a Western on every single night for years. And there were Western movies left and right, and then they disappeared. And I always wondered why, because you know there's still a market for it.
Oh, yes. And it sounds like you know a lot about this. You probably better get a horse and do the ride with it.
Yeah.
Horse turned around and said, hey, one man at a time. So that kind of ended my horse riding career. But we are looking forward to the Long Riders. Once again, tell us the date and time and location.
Well, it's on July 28th. We'll be staging up at the Peavine Trailhead. At 7 o'clock in the morning.
And not only that, but seeing all the outfits, all the cows, all the cowboys, the horses, and in the setting of Whiskey Row, that's pure Wild West, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's also pure Prescott, a real highlight for our area here. Leif Nielsen and Darren Gray, thanks for joining us today on behalf of the Long Riders. Stay tuned because we've got musician Drew Hall and Marilyn Barnett from the Yavapai BBB coming up today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan, where the summer savings are sizzling.
Right now, all 2018 Altimas are 25% off. Drive an Altima S for only $18,285. That's $6,000 in savings. Or get a brand new Sentra for under $16,000. Need something bigger? Drive a 2018 front-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $21,488. Or a brand new all-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $22,988. Your choice. Over 4,500 off. Rather have a truck? Why buy you? Used when you can buy new for less. Drive a 2018 Frontier for under 20 grand. Plus, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months on all 2018 models.
Go to LamNissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lam Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer, dock fee, and $385 3M package. 2018 Altima must finance within MAC. Offer expires July 31st, 2018.
Transportation is my career, but education is my passion. I am Jody Rooney, Republican candidate for the Arizona House of Representatives in Legislative District 1. I believe the time is right to invest my years of leadership and government experience toward a stronger, safer, more robust Arizona. I believe in a secure border, and I advocate for responsible reinvestment in public education. I'm an experienced leader whose career involves key positions within ADOT and the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization. I am dedicated to promoting economic development in our district to champion the I-17 transportation corridor. For more than a decade, my husband and I have called the Quad Cities home, and I am a Prescott Valley Town Council member. Faith is important to me, so I'm active in my church. Things get done by keeping a level head. I listen carefully and work well with others. We enjoy an amazing quality of life, and I'm running to keep it that way. Visit electjodyrooney.com to find out why I'm your candidate for the Arizona House in 2018.
Paid for by Elect Jody Rooney, LD1. Authorized by Jody Rooney.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
22. It's always great to have local musicians in the house. At the end of yesterday's show, you heard me talking to our Nick Canuel, and he mentioned Drew Hall, who has made it possible for an awful lot of talented people to really play a killer guitar. Drew, how do you do that?
Well, I'm very fortunate to have some really great students and of all ages, really, young and adults and everything. And I'm very fortunate to, they all seem to find me. I don't know. I'm lucky, I guess.
I guess word gets around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
For those not familiar who don't recognize your name on the radio, tell us some of the bands you played with, where they can see you around town.
Well, I'm in a couple of different groups. We got Blaine Long and Rosas Del Rey, Walt Richardson and Friends, the Cheek Tones, and what we're now calling the Teschner Hall Group, which is my full band with Anton Teschner, Gigi Gonaway, and Malin Hawk.
And a couple of those names sound connected to some very famous names, correct?
Yes.
And who would those be, people be?
Well, Gigi Gonaway, who plays drums with Walt Richardson and with me and Anton, was Mariah Carey's drummer for 14 years, played with Steve Winwood, Aretha Franklin, you know, a lot of amazing people. Blaine Long was on The Voice 2 seasons ago, was mm-hmm. voted best vocalist in Phoenix, 2017 poll from the New Times, actually. Yeah.
Now, you've got a new project coming up. Tell us about it.
So on August 11th, it's a Saturday, Cheek Tones Trio, Blaine Long and Rosas Del Rey, and Walt Richardson and Friends will all be at the Elks Theater.
Mm-hmm.
A very exciting show. We did one last year of similar, and it's kind of, I guess, our second annual, but we've upped everything this time. We're going to have mm-hmm. a really good time doing it a second time.
Tell me what it takes for you. Now, you're the one who puts together these shows, right?
Yeah.
Take me through the process of that. How do you decide who you want to be on the show? How do you reach them? What kind of negotiations are involved?
It really comes from, I mean, honestly, a love of music and a love of the music of each of the groups involved. You know, for me, my goal is to say, you know, I love all of these different things that I'm involved in. And it would be so cool to see it all on one stage mm-hmm. in one night in a beautiful theater like the Elks and the
sure.
great sound and just beautiful surroundings and, you know, just a, kind of an all-star Arizona lineup. You know, Walt Richardson's been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone has Walt Richardson stories from college at ASU. And, you know, he's just been a state treasure for a long time and, you know, so on. Yeah.
Tell us what it's like, the feeling of being on stage with someone you've admired for a long time. Tell us about that energy, the synergy.
It's really an amazing thing, and there definitely is a respect. And I think you'd see that with all of the musicians towards Walt in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, Blaine and Marcus and all of us had seen him before we played with him, before we knew him. And we could look at and say, wow, you know, we're playing with this guy. We're on stage with him. We're part mm-hmm. of his band. We're part of this show together. And it's a bit of, really a bit of Arizona music history. He really hasn't, you know, toured or traveled a whole lot and gone all around the world or anything. So we're kind of lucky to have him here in Arizona.
You know? Sure. Now, when you first started playing guitar, who taught you?
I had a teacher. His name was Don Albert. Don Albert, in Queens, New York. I grew up in New York. And Don was a huge help to me and really got me started and made sure that I had all my techniques the way they were supposed to be and, you know, guided me in the right direction, you know, before I moved out to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. And you were about how old when you started playing the guitar?
I was 13.
And I'm sure girls are part of it, right?
My hero guitar players that I was such a fan of, it's like, well, I want to be able to play like those guys. Yeah. I want to be the best player I can be, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get somebody new who has never played the guitar before but wants to learn how to play, and they have certain superstars in mind, do you have to take them off of that and teach them, first of all, we're going to start at ground zero with the basics?
Yeah, to an extent, but we always kind of keep that light of superstars and favorite players lit. Because that's what's going to inspire you.
Yeah.
When you're sitting here and you're drilling scales and you go, wow, I've been doing scales for an hour. Oh, man, my favorite player, he did it for 5 hours. And, you know, look how great he is and look how much I'm improving. And so you always want to keep it. But the reason we do this is we love music and we want to be at a high level because we love music. You know? Mm-hmm.
Just last week I had an interview with J.D. Souther, who wrote so many hits for the Eagles,
yeah.
Linda Ronstadt, whatever, and he was talking about when he and Glenn Frey used to share an apartment, they heard this guy downstairs playing the piano over and over and over and over, the very same passage ad nauseum, and it turned out to be their new neighbor, Jackson Brown.
Oh,
this
geez.
Is before they all became very, very famous.
Wow.
And J.D. said that's why Jackson Brown became so darn good, because he worked over every single note until he discovered the heart of the song.
Yeah.
Same thing with guitarists?
Very much so. I mean, there's a lot behind the scenes, you know, technique and developing your abilities and your chops, as I'll call them. And that's how you're, it's a vehicle for expression. The best musician, if you can be the best player and express yourself fully, you need to have all the facilities and abilities to do what you want, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned the expression part, because I've been to my share of concerts, and I always get a kick out of, well, for instance, Billy Joel does this with his piano. When he talks to the audience, he uses piano keys as his exclamation points.
Yeah.
And I've seen guitarists do the same thing. They'll tell a story, and they'll hit a certain chord as to accentuate their story. You do the same thing once in a while?
Yeah, totally.
Sure. Yeah. So tell me how you shop for a guitar, especially if you're brand new at this and you want to learn how to play.
In your hands. But quite frankly, it's got to look good. It's got to look right. It's got to be exciting to you. Like, if, you know, if you like surf green, and that's the coolest color in the world, and it means you're going to pick up your guitar more, surf green matters. You know, and it's got to play right, and it's got to have the right sound for the style of music that you're into. And, you know, generally find someone who knows that. You say, well, I really love Eric Clapton. Well, Eric Clapton plays a Stratocaster. You should probably get a Stratocaster. But if you really like the way a certain thing looks or it just inspires you, I have instruments that are just inspiring to me, both visually and playability-wise. It's got to be exciting. You got to want to pick it up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you play other instruments besides guitar?
I'm a drummer. Like, I'm a wannabe Gigi Gonaway, but I'm not, you know. This is Del Rey. I pick up ideas from him, and I watch him. And, you know, those guys are just both amazing drummers. Gary Uecker, who's playing with the Cheektones Trio. I don't think he thinks he's as good as he is, but he's actually an excellent timekeeper, you know.
Really?
So
you know? Sure. How can people learn more about your lessons?
Waiting list for students right now. I'm not really taking any new students, but I can be reached. You can usually find me at my gigs. You know, Pops Music gives my number out. You can go into Pops and they can get a hold of me too.
Mm-hmm. Are tickets on sale yet for the Walt Richardson and the other show on the 11th of August?
They are. PrescottElksTheater.com and let that one go somewhere else.
that theater.
That's one of the great things about the Elks Theater. When I used to have Ed Gary, who was the general manager of the Prescott Opry, I asked him a couple times. I said, what's the best seat in that whole theater? And he would say the very first row in the middle of the balcony. Because
first row.
Stage almost. Yeah. And the acoustics are wonderful. Yeah. You can call 777-1370 to get ticket information about the show coming up on August 11th. That's a Saturday at the Elks Theater featuring, go over the lineup again.
So we have Cheek Tones Trio, Blaine Long and Rosas Del Rey, and Walt Richardson and Friends.
Can people see you around town in the meantime?
Me and Anton at Granite Mountain Brewing Thursday night, and then at the Birdcage on Sunday, me and Anton.
And I also heard some rumors, correct me if I'm wrong or right, you may be involved with the Vuela Tour, and you may be doing some work with Sugar and the Mint.
Mm-hmm. Covered for me a couple times, actually.
And he can do that because he looks like you.
Yes, he does, except, yeah, much. And that's with Gael Buswell and Michel. I can't pronounce his last name. He's such a brilliant guitar player. But that's a show as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you happen to see any of the Vuela Tour concerts last year?
At the Raven with the Cheek Tones. Yeah. And Michelle and I, you know, we don't speak the same language, but musically we do. That
musically
guy,
you.
We had some jams that I will not forget. Yeah. I mean, that guy is a brilliant musician and a really nice guy. And we're going to have some fun, you know, at the Elks on the 31st of August.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on September 1st at the Raven, there's going to be an event that involves me and Anton and Michelle and such. So that'll be good.
So we love seeing Drew Hall around town. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because it's time for local and state news, and then we'll chat with Marilyn Barnett from the Yavapai BBB. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bingo and crossword scratchers here, and we have some exciting news from the Arizona Lottery.
Titillating news.
Yeah. Now players can add a second chance to their favorite bingo and crossword scratchers games.
Your cherished games.
Just enter eligible non-winning tickets at ArizonaLottery.com for your chance to win monthly cash prizes.
Paramount achievements ahead.
Hey, crossword, what is a four-letter word for annoying?
Well, there's, bore, gall, rile, myth.
When it comes to a great deal, we shift it into high gear. Right now, get accelerated savings on our best new selection ever at Finley GMC in Prescott. The way to make room for incoming shipments is to discount our current inventory right now. A new 2017 GMC Acadia, now just $36,965. Save $10,000 off MSRP today. A new 2017 GMC Sierra 1500, now marked down $13,000 off MSRP. Two to choose from, and both with aftermarket care. Yes. A new 2018 GMC Yukon. Save up to $5,200 with plenty to choose from.
Hurry.
With prices this low, they won't last long. Get accelerated savings today at Findlay GMC in Prescott. Online at FindlayBuickGMC.com or call 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC. We are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495.fees. See dealer for complete details and any restrictions.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Derek Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. Banks host the Rockies Friday at 6 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chico Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, good afternoon. Back to Q&A with DJ Phone in just a moment. But first, this news break brought to you by Wallach and Volk. I'm Gregory Scott reporting. Passenger flights are returning to the Prescott Airport. City of Prescott officials have announced the United States Department of Transportation has selected SkyWest Airlines, operating as United Express, to provide essential air service for 2 years at the Prescott Airport beginning August 29th. Airport Director Robin Sabota says tickets can be purchased as of this Monday.
We do recommend that they go to United Airlines website, united.com, or any travel agent, either online or in person.
The Prescott City Council approved SkyWest during a special meeting on July 3rd. The town of Prescott Valley has given its support as well.
City Council selected unanimously SkyWest Airlines, and of course, the town of Prescott Valley echoed that decision. We were so fortunate to have Mayor Skoog and the city manager, Mr. Tarkowski, agree that this was a great opportunity for the entire area.
United Express will operate 50-seat jets from Prescott with round-trip flights daily to Denver and Los Angeles. Yavapai County officials have some advice. When you approach a flooded roadway, turn around and don't drown. Vehicles can be swept away by less than 2 feet of water. Nathan Lynham with the National Weather Service says Yavapai County is particularly vulnerable to flash flooding.
Yavapai County, especially in the Prescott and the Verde Valley region and throughout that entire area, they've seen really, really high rainfall rates throughout the past 3 to 4 days.
The monsoon storm that triggered massive flooding in parts of northern Arizona on Sunday is being called a 100-year event due to the significant rainfall.
We've been seeing pretty variable rainfall totals throughout the entire kind of Cottonwood, Prescott, Clarkdale area. And so it is a pretty active start to the monsoon season these past couple weeks for us.
Lynn Whitman, Yavapai County Flood Control District Director, says regrowth in the Goodwin Fire area near the town of Mayer has been sluggish, and areas that were impacted by the storms last summer face increased risk of flooding again this year. In your KQ&A forecast, topping off in the mid-80s this afternoon, cloudy at times with a 50% chance of thunderstorms, 40% chance on into the evening, a low of 64, high of 87 tomorrow, with a 30% chance of rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In the Verde Valley, 40% chance of T-storms on into the evening, topping off at 96 this afternoon, 71 overnight, a 30% chance of precipitation in tomorrow's forecast, still warm with a high of 96 on Thursday. That's news and weather, brought to you this hour by Wallach and Volk. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, the talk of the Quad Cities. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
We are making it easier than ever to buy a new Toyota or quality late model pre-owned low mileage car, truck, or SUV from Findlay Toyota Prescott with a payment pass this month. Findlay Toyota Prescott will make your first payment on all vehicle purchases and leases. And in addition to our low payments, in addition to our big discounts, in addition to our low interest rates, you can also qualify with no money down, no payments for 90 days, and no first payment. It's never been easier to buy. Findlay Toyota Prescott has never had a better selection on new Toyotas and quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle comes with a payment pass. No money down. No payments for 90 days. And no first payment. Hurry. This incredible offer absolutely ends July 31st. And thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership, Best Pre-Owned Dealership, and Best Oil Change.
Findlay Toyota Prescott. We're everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and dealer documentation fees.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approved this message. What if I told you about a politician who refused to support President Trump in the election and called his words hateful? A person that said we'll never have a border wall and that walls don't work. Someone who voted for amnesty 11 times and for wasteful government spending 28 times. You'd think it was a Democrat, or maybe Jeff Flake. Sadly, Martha McSally said and did all of this. Martha isn't a conservative. She's a fake Republican. That's why Mitch McConnell and the failed Washington establishment support her. But Arizona Republicans won't be fooled anymore. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I supported President Trump when it mattered most, not just to help myself in an election. I will build the wall, oppose amnesty, and secure our border. I'll be the conservative Arizona can trust. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as a result of my having watched the movie Battle of the Sexes about Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, I had the name Marilyn Barnett implanted in my memory, and I mistakenly introduced my friend, Marilyn Huffman, who's only been on the show about, what, 25 times, Marilyn? Okay. Something like that. I kept introducing you as Marilyn Barnett, and then when I saw you walk in, I thought about, wait a minute. Your name isn't Barnett, it's Huffman. But that's what happens when you get old and you have too many pop culture names passing in and out of your head. The big thing is, though, you're here and we're glad of it. But then again, too, your reason for being here isn't always, you know, all bright and cheery, because bad things happen, don't they?
They do. Although I have to say there is a little bit of good news coming to us in the form of the Federal Trade Commission coming to a settlement with Uber Technologies, and they have basically settled with the FTC regarding their case. So people who have been Uber drivers in the past will be receiving refund checks in the mail. So that's a positive thing.
Now, this is Uber drivers, not passengers, right?
Nope. This is the drivers, not passengers.
So how were the drivers involved in this where they had to be refunded?
Basically, it was misconstrued by Uber Technologies or advertised improperly that drivers would be making more, or that as a whole they made more than what they actually made for the amount of time that they worked.
Mm-hmm.
So because they falsely represented that, they now owe those drivers.
Oh, wow.
So refund checks, of course, are based on the amount of time that you actually did commit to driving for Uber during that period of time. So it's just, I like to warn people because it's an opportunity for scammers to come in and send out fake checks and make false claims. So please be aware of that. If you believe that you should be receiving some type of settlement, it's best to contact the FTC and just verify.
You know, there's never been a better time to have a good relationship with the BBB and the FTC, for that matter, because you would think with the with everything we have now computerized that that would allow us to check everything out. Because there are so many scammers, but an awful lot of people don't bother with that, and they're kind of like sitting ducks, aren't they?
They are. The moment you think you're invulnerable is the moment that you are most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I say it all the time. I'm probably never going to stop saying it to myself, too, because it's easy to be in my position and think that I'm invulnerable, that I hear about all these things all the time. And
sure.
You know, I mean, it still happens. It just does. So you do have to be prepared.
And, you know, a lot of it has to do with having to retrain yourself. You don't have to be nice to every stranger. People who call you all the time, you don't have to be nice to them. They are calling you for one reason, not to be your friend, but to get money out of you, right?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, they're running a business. So you need to look at what their motivation is. And if they're reaching out to you and you did not previously reach out to
them, that's a red flag.
Huge red flag. I just had a caller this morning and I told her, if you call them back to cancel your appointment, because that's what she wanted to do, and they ignore you, which they may do. They may want to just show up and try to, you know, knock on your door and get you to open that door. I said, it is your door and your home. Don't answer it.
Yeah.
You do not have to. Who cares if you're there? Who cares if you're watching TV? Who cares if you're making lunch? You don't need to answer that door if it's not someone you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've handled your share of telemarketing scams, right?
Yes.
There is a movie opening up either Thursday or Friday at the Harkins 14. It's getting rave reviews from critics across the country. It's called Sorry to Bother You. Guess what it's about? It's about telemarketers.
Boiler rooms.
Yeah, boiler rooms. Bingo. It's exactly what it is. It's called Sorry to Bother You. And it's a devastating takedown of the telemarketing industry. And I think it's about due for that. But then again, too, you know, if you answer a call and don't check to see the caller ID, you're almost asking to be nailed, aren't you?
You are. And you're also asking to be called back.
Yep.
That's another thing, because there's that little computer that notates that you actually answer the phone, that number's active. So mm-hmm. That's why I tell people, no matter how hard it may be, ignore the spam mail. You don't have to worry about it. It's in your spam folder for a reason. And absolutely ignore phone numbers you don't recognize.
Sure. This is the summer vacation season. What do you have to say about people who are looking for, say, a rental property or a vacation rental?
Well, I would say be aware of how scammers start. There's usually two different options. There's the scammers that utilize real listings. So they actually go in and take real listings from legitimate people, vacation rental by owner, that type of thing. And they utilize their pictures. Sometimes they'll even utilize their name. And they'll put it on a different site. And their whole goal, of course, is to get you to provide information, private, or pay for that property before you ever find out. And then, of course, there's the other scammers who don't even bother with that, and they just pull pictures off the Internet, which we've all done. We've all gone looking for our favorite picture of Ireland or our favorite picture of England or
sure.
Whatever beach it may be, whatever tropical area. And there's a lot out there and available. So if you're not aware of the fact that they can be utilized in more than one way, especially free pics, because they are out there,
mm-hmm.
They'll take advantage of you in that sense. And they definitely have one goal in mind, both of them, and that's to get your money before you know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, obviously, don't wire money. Don't pay ahead of time. Always, always, always get a copy of the contract before you ever send any money.
Mm-hmm.
If they are not willing to provide you with a copy of the contract before you provide money, they're not legitimate.
Not only that, but you have to question what kind of payment they request. I've had the IRS guys on here. I've had APS people on here. And they would say, if someone will only accept payment in iTunes cards or a Green Dot card or cash card, mm-hmm. something like that, and not take your personal check or not take your credit card, there's a reason why. Because any legitimate business will take your credit card. And if they're asking for an odd payment, hang up or call the police, right?
Absolutely. And actually what you're saying there is so important. Most people don't want to take the time to report. They're either embarrassed
yeah.
or it can be time consuming to actually report an issue. But if you don't do it, then how are we going to warn people? I mean, we're doing the best we can to
yeah.
try and prevent people from being taken advantage of. Help us out. Please.
And, you know, speaking of helping out the good guys, an awful lot of email servers now, if you're clicking on what you suspect is a phishing expedition, on your junk mail, you can also click on phishing or phishing scam or something like this, and they'll take care of it from there, right?
Absolutely. You can report it as phishing, spam. It depends on the type of carrier, whether it's Hotmail, Gmail, Yahoo,
yeah.
that type of thing, or AOL even. But they absolutely have something built in. If you report it, they will take care of it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common calls you get from consumers?
Well, the call we had today, door-to-door sales. Now, it happened to be a call where they offered to come measure her house for cleaning her carpets. But they're just trying to get in the door to sell her a
right.
vacuum.
Or to look at the house inside.
There is that. But we do get that a lot through the vacuum sales, the different types of companies that are out there. So we get those phone calls. We get phone calls regarding solar, probably mm-hmm. because of the sunny area that we're in. You wouldn't believe that today
yeah.
with all the rain and hail going on. But for the most part, we're a sunny state. And
mm-hmm.
so solar companies are definitely calls that we get. We get calls on contractors, and we get a lot of calls on sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
So sweepstakes, lottery, you know, like, hey, I won big. Or they'll bring their mail down and want us to look it up to make sure it's legitimate. And I'm telling you right now, if it's an offer for money, but you have to pay a processing fee,
it's not legit.
Like that, it's not legit.
You know, the actor Bruce Dern starred in a wonderful movie a couple years ago called Nebraska. And it was about a man, an elderly man. He was obviously, you know, not fully capable anymore. And he got a Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes offer that says, "You're a winner," with an asterisk, of course. Mm-hmm. And the asterisk, of course, you know, highlights three pages of fine print indicating what it takes to be a winner. Well, he refuses to even read it. He said he tells his son, "Hey, I won the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes." He demands his son drive him to the corporate headquarters to pick up his $10 million. That's the basis of the whole movie. And the sad part about it is that happens all the time. It's amazing how many people still fall for these phone calls and these emails and these letters, and they don't ask anybody to look at it. A second opinion can go a long way, save you a lot of trouble, can't it?
You know what? It really can. And it's true. Publishers Clearinghouse has done their part to remind people they are legitimate,
yeah,
that they're not going to make any special requirements for you to potentially win money from them. It's just like it is on TV. They show up at your house, yeah, with balloons. They're not going to call you. They're not going to ask for some kind of crazy, you know, step-by-step process from you.
Mm-hmm.
And people honestly use their name all the time.
Yeah.
So there's warnings all over their website. So they actually really work with us to try, mm-hmm, and help fight the fraud. But if you don't do your part as a consumer and try to protect yourself, there's only so much we can do.
And a lot of those online scammers, too, they will give you a thing where it says, if you want to unsubscribe from this, click on this. And sometimes all that's going to do is prove to them you're a live, you know, you're a live customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they can sell your information to another scammer to bug you even more.
Correct.
It just never ends, does it?
You know, if you unsubscribe and you notice that you keep getting those emails and you try it again and it doesn't work, at that point in time, I have a tendency to just reported as spam.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're not taking care of it on their end, I'm going to report them as spam.
And the only reason they keep sending you these spam emails is because
you respond.
You respond, and they make money doing this.
Exactly.
All it takes is one sucker to cover, mm-hmm, 500,000 people who ignore you, and boom, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
It's for the same reason people advertise on Craigslist. Doesn't cost you a dime, and if somebody bites, it was worth it.
Yes, and a lot of these vacation rentals, a lot of the false rental properties that are out there, they are through sites such as that.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the best they can to vet, but some of them don't.
Yeah.
They get through, so just be careful. Check everything out beforehand.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to Craigslist, keep in mind the old story that 71% of single women say they met their husband on Craigslist. The other 29% are still missing, so just keep that in mind. Marilyn Huffman, not Barnett. Marilyn Huffman, thank you again for joining us today on Q&A on behalf of the Yavapai BBB, which can be called by dialing what?
928-772-3410.
Very good. And we should be back next month to tell us the latest that you need to know about being a responsible consumer. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts in tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hear that? The sound of progress at Finley Subaru Prescott. We're building you a new state-of-the-art Subaru building with one of the most advanced service departments around. From our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff to our expert mechanics, our commitment to you continues long after the sale. The new 2018 Subaru Outback with go-everywhere capability like symmetrical all-wheel drive and 32 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, and flexible cargo carrying versatility. For a limited time, lease the newly redesigned 2018 Outback for $280 a month for 36 months. Finley Subaru Prescott, proudly sponsoring Stuff the Bus Camp.
campaign. Drop off school supplies and Findlay Subaru will be donating school backpacks full of supplies for kids in need. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5 iMONTH. Actual mileage may vary. On approved credit now through July 31st, 2018. Lease a new 2018 Outback for $280 a month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.5 iMONTH. Code JDD-11. STK number S39020. $2,000 due at lease signing. 10,000 miles a year.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We've built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Holly Levin Cohn. That's tomorrow on Q&A at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.